What I really find is if they're two stage, usually it's bad. It's not what you're looking for. What's up, YouTube? This is another episode on how to make that money. Today, I keep getting calls again and again and again is how to find the spots to make that money. How to find those leads that you can make cash. And like we said before, the easiest way to get into it is hitting those garage sales, right? So we check out Garage Sale Finder. There's actually an app for that, so you can download it on the App Store. There's Android and Apple. But I personally like using Craigslist because it's a lot better. The one good part about having the Garage Sale Finder app is you can track where you're going, but I'll get to that in a bit. So let's go top down, right? So there's two things we use is Craigslist and Garage Sale Finder. So for Craigslist, you go to Craigslist.org. Do not go to the people seeking arrangements. That's not the best part. Go to Craigslist.org, go to the for sale section and then garage sales, and then go to the map section. There'll be like a scroll down, it'll be like list, category, and then map. Go to map. Find where you want, and the whole kicker of this is finding the best garage sales. Usually find where your pictures, like the best pictures are, and what you're looking for. If you're looking for electronics, search for electronics. If you're looking for photography equipment, search for photography equipment. Whatever your niche is, if you're searching for clothes, type in clothes. Find your niche you're going to and find those sales that look the best and hit those before anybody else does. They'll be on the bottom, they'll be the time and the address. Just copy the address. Garage Sale Finder has it, it'll kick it into your mapping apps. Or Craigslist, you can just copy it and then put it in. Both will work fine. The good part about Craigslist is you can bring up multiple windows of where you want to hit. Garage Sale Finder is a bit different. You can map where you're going to go, but not a big fan because it's a bit slower and it's a bit more of a hassle. I like Craigslist personally, but again, it's up to you guys. Garage Sale Finder, download it on your app store and then find sales, sign in and find your sales, right? It actually uses the Craigslist map. So it just takes everything from the back end of Craigslist and plugs it into the Garage Sale Finder app. Don't use premium, it just costs money you really don't need. That's another reason why I use Craigslist. It's costing money for things that you don't need that are on the Craigslist as well, which is really, really weird. So really the main point is to search for the best garage sales that are around your area. Look through them, read the descriptions, look through the photos. What I really find is if they're two stage, usually it's bad. It's not what you're looking for. It's kind of like when they kind of take a photo of a bunch of stuff and it has like good keywords. That's really what you're looking for. Like electronics, guitars, audio equipment. That's really what you're looking to find. Alright guys, this is your Craigslist and Garage Sale Finder video for today. Leave us a message, comment, like, subscribe. If you want any more content, let us know. If you have a video suggestion, we're more than happy to make that about anything from estates. We're actually getting into real estate too, which we'll be talking more about once we get our license. But again, like, comment, subscribe. Peace out.